The International Machinist Union says it's going ahead with a vote next week. The vote is on Boeing's contract proposal, which the company says is key to its decision to build the 777X jet in the Puget Sound region. Last night, the president of the local machinist union, Tom Robleski, tore up a copy of the contract proposal. He said he'd try to stop the offer from coming to a vote. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
A spokesman for the International Union of Machinists, Jonathan Battaglia, told KUOW that the vote will happen next Wednesday. He said nothing more. Boeing analyst Scott Hamilton says this is likely happening because the international's rules trump the local.
But it does raise the question about what was Tom Robleski's role in negotiating this agreement. And we don't know the backstory to that. Was this all negotiated at the national level? Was Robleski an active negotiator? We don't know that, but it's clear that Tom was certainly reacting to his membership last night that were there in the hall.
Richard Abulafia, Boeing analyst for Teal Group, says whatever happened, it's the worst-case scenario for talks to secure the 777 jet for the region.
The optics of this extremely angry rejection, and of course the head of the IAM just immediately throwing the whole thing down the drain, that's exactly what Boeing's trying to get away from.
In a letter to workers, Boeing President Ray Conner says Airbus wants to eat Boeing's lunch, and Boeing has to change to secure its future. The machinists are being asked to accept a stripped-down pension, but Conner told his employees, it's better than other companies provide. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.